Okay, so last week we were talking about the midag of throwing the challah, right? So let me show you now a minig of the Chasam Sofer. So you take a look at page 20. We're in packet Vav. The Minhagei Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer, we know there's a minig that we bring salt to the table, right? And we have the, you know, the pasuk on page one called Korban Minchoscha V'Melech Timlach, that that every korban you salt, you put melech. So that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch to bring Melech to the table. So if you look in the Minhagei Chasam Sofer, page 20, then page 21, look at page 21, it says, Es prusas hamotzi lo tovol b'leil Shabbos b'melech. He said that the Chasam Sofer didn't put salt on the bread on Friday night, the leil Shabbos. He didn't do that. Most people do that, obviously. They have salt on the table, and they dip the chal in the salt. He says, "Prusas hamotzi lo tovol b'leil Shabbos b'melech." So why is that? And so if you look here in the Hesbeirim, it says on page 21. He says to look in the Chut HaMeshulash, right? The Chut HaMeshulash is the biography of the Chasam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, and Rabbi Kiveger. So the Chut HaMeshulash in the Minhagim, he says, Kasav Tam Sheish Lavi Melech Al HaShulchan, he says, the Ramah approached the Minhag, the Shulchan Domei LaMizbeach. The Shulchan's Domei LaMizbeach. V'achila kikorban, and the achila is like a korban. So mele, therefore, you should salt the bread. See, v'kol korban chatakiv melech. V'kevin de b'leil Shabbos aloya bo haktara chadasha. He says because on leil Shabbos there was no korban. You see, there's no korban on leil Shabbos. In other words, at night you don't bring korbanos, right? At night you don't can bring korbanos. So what was on the Mizbeach Friday night? So he says, you don't bring a korban at night. So, but usually you could, if you brought a korban in the daytime, say a Tuesday daytime, you brought a korban. So then what you do is you could, you zorak the dam bayom. And then the fats, the murim, you can put at night on the mizbeach. That's why we daven marv. Because of the, even though you can't bring a korban in the daytime, at nighttime rather, but we daven marv because you're allowed to bring the murim. The murim, the fats of the korban that was nizrak damo bayom, you could bring you can bring balayla. But at Shabbos, there's a halacha that we don't bring the fats of Friday on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. The pasuk says like this on page 2. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, Ola Satamid v'Niska. So look what the Gemara darshins on page 3. Abai Omar. Amar Kar Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, Velo Ola Shol b'Shabbos. Velo Ola Shol b'Yontif. In other words, so the carbon that normally, a carbon that you brought on Tuesday morning, the fat you can bring on the Mizbeach Tuesday night. You zorak the dam in the daytime, but the fat, you could, if you didn't have a chance to put the fat on Tuesday day, so Tuesday night you could bring it. But what about the carbon tumid from Friday? The carbon tumid of Friday, the simple pshat of this Gemara is that the carbon tumid of Friday, you can't bring the fat Friday night. In other words, so even though you zorak the dam Friday, and normally you zorak the dam, that night you can bring the emurim from the previous day, but that's only if the previous day was a weekday and now is a weekday. But say the previous day is Friday, and now it's what? And now it's Friday night, which is Shabbos, you can't bring it. So that's what he says. Amar kar ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, v'lo ola schol b'Shabbos, v'lo ola schol b'Yontif. So then it comes out that there were no emurim. There were no emurim on the Mizbeach Friday night. So then there was no korban Friday night. So then there should be no salt Friday night. What do you say? Take a look, page 21. He says, page 21, Chut ha-Meshulosh, Kost of Tam Sheish Lovi Melech al-Shulchan, Tashulchan Domo Lizbeach, V'achil ke-Karbon, V'siv al-Kol Karbon Chatakriv Melech. V'kev in the below Shabbos lo yomo ha-Ktora Chadosha, Ayin Shabbos Chavdal and Amidbei, Su lo Shaya Chaytayma. No. So what do you say?
I heard someone once say that, like, how literally do we take this? Because if it's really so much like a carbon and it was debayach, so a person in Chutz La'aretz, he can't bring a carbon. So, like, how literal is this? Does this go?
Okay, I mean, we're not in the base of Mikdash anyway, so it's not, but say more to me, say more. Say more. Think about it.
I mean, it's a little weird because last week we talked about Dochav HaTzofer, or the Ksav HaTzofer, who through the bread.
Right, that's why I bring it now. Right.
He said that Psalm is because it's a carbon. So then, according to this, he shouldn't do that on Friday night.
Right. In other words, Ezra's pointing out that we said from the Hesoros Tshuva that they would throw the bread on the table because he's throwing back the Emurim. But on Friday night, there's no Emurim. Unless he say that Minhag was only on Shabbos day to throw the bread.
Isn't there a problem to throw bread?
What?
Isn't there a halach against throwing bread?
Yes, so that's what we discussed on the shir on, when was the shir? On Thursday.
Yeah.
That, right. So that was a whole discussion. You'll go back to the shir on Thursday and you'll see how we discuss the idea why it's mutter to throw bread in that case. So what do you say, Rosa? So the question that's asked is, Chasam Sofer didn't bring salt to the table Friday night. So what's the kasha? Because there was no emor Friday night. So then the question is, so what do you daven mara Friday night? That's the kasha. That's not my kasha. That's the kasha that says, why do you daven mara Friday night? You shouldn't daven mara. If mara is keneged emorim, so Monday, if they didn't bring the emorim in the daytime, you bring it at night. But Friday night, olas chol b'shabbos, olas shabbos, olas chol b'shabbos. That means you can't bring a korban Friday in the day and bring the emorim that night.
Wait, aren't the tefillos also connected? It's not just karbanos that they're corresponding to.
But let's assume. So you mean to tell me on a tzad that it's karbanos that in a chayami you shouldn't daven marv?
No, I guess I'm here.
But gavi marv, I would think the work burning on the mizbeach Friday night, whatever they put on Friday afternoon, is still burning all night.
Oh, so you want to say whatever was put on the Mizbeach Friday afternoon was still burning Friday night. And so why did you bring salt then?
Because they put on the salt on Friday before they put on the Mizbeach.
Oh, so that's what he's saying. So whatever was burnt on, in other words, there's still what Emur. As the mayor is saying, the emurim were the things that they were burning in the daytime that burnt into the night. So then, in a chanami, daven marv. But that was salted, the mayor is saying, in the daytime. It was continuing into the night.
But I understand, Rabbi. Don't we say that this is like something, it becomes its own thing? At a certain point, like, tefillah is not korban. Even if initially they were instituted on a, you know, keneged, the korbanot, it's become its own zach. You know, look, I'm not a kohen. I never brought korbanot, nor would I. Moshe Shon. So, but now, like, Am Yisrael does this. So
no.
We can make a chiluk between, hey, I'm doing something mitzad, zecher le korban, or korban, and I'm doing something tefillah. So meaning, it's two separate things in the same way.
No, because lemaisa, we still have things that are parallel. Not every little detail is parallel, but we still kept the basic parallels between tefillah and korbanos are still there.
Well, that's not being kohenim. That's like it should only be the kohenim daven.
No, because no. Because korban tamid was brought by the kohenim, but it was brought on behalf of Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael is not only kohenim. In other words, if the korban is brought on my behalf, so you know, if you're chayiv chatas, you have to bring a korban. Not only kohanim are chayiv chatas, Yisraelim are chayiv chatas also. You don't do the ma'isa hakrava, but it's still your korban.
It just seems that like once Dan Shekinezer Gadol over Matak and Shmona Esrei, and all this, it became its own thing. It's no longer, meaning initially it may have been designed on account of
it's
become its own zah.
No, because there's manim for the tefillah, and those manim are connected, there's manim for the korbanos. It's not like, okay, once they did it, now it became its own thing, and it's totally independent. No, it still has, you know, look, we're not in the Yerushalayim. You know, you could say, oh, you can only daven in Yerushalayim, you can only daven in the Bay. No, there's certain things impossible to transfer over. But the basic parallels are still there. It's not like, oh, now there's no connection. No, there is. The Gemara says what the connections are. That, you know, they used to bring the Korban Tom until Chatzos, so then that's the Zman. But you don't say, okay, you can only daven when you're in in the Yazara. I mean, that can't, you know, those things of Korbanos, things of Tefillah. But there were certain parallels that were established originally, and those parallels are still kept. Because
Is with the reason for the salt on Shabbos is because of the Murim?
So the salt of Shabbos was because they would salt the emurim that are on the mizbeach.
Also, the emurim, are those only from the karbon tamid or from other karbonos as well?
from other korbanos as well. So let's see. So let's take a look. So take a look here, page 4, says the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says on Kuf Samach Zayin, Sifhei, Lo Yivta Achi Yaviu Lufan of Melech Oliftan. Right? You have to bring Melech Oliftan to the Shulchan. And then the Ramah writes on page 5, Yikomokam mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melach kodim sheyivtzak, ya shulchan dolo melizbech. V'achila kekarbon, shenemar kol karbon chatakriv melach. So take a look, there's a Magen Avraham here. Says the Magen Avraham, Rishamu Zayin Beis, Magdimim Lispala Arvis Yosir Mimos Hachol, we plug Mincha Yochel Lahadlik. L'kabel Shabbos B'tfilas Arvis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Magdimim Lispala. In other words, Magdima to Davin Mariv earlier on Friday night than the rest of the week. Which is interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says that. So let's look in the Magen Avraham on page 7. In early Moses. So the Magen Avraham says, you know why you daven Marv earlier on Friday night? So says the Magen Avraham, because this reason, you're not allowed to put a murim on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. Even though normally you can put the Tuesday morning's korban, you can put the murim on the mizbeach Tuesday night, but the Friday day korban, you can't put the murim on the mizbeach Friday night. That means we'll all us call the Shabbos. So therefore, he says that that's where the minna came. That Tfilas Arvis, the Shulchan Aruch says, the minig is to daven Marv earlier. Whether people actually do that or not, okay, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So, Mimela, if that would be the case, that would explain that we're davening Marv, because we're davening Marv earlier on Friday. Yeah.
So I'm just a little confused. So the idea is that a person is davening Marv connected to the putting of the Emurim before it's actually Shabbos?
Right. So you're saying he's davening Marv earlier because the Emurim were put earlier on. The Emurim were put earlier on Friday, because they couldn't put the murim at night.
Is the zman not changing at all, right? It's just when you do it. Is the zman at all changing, or like the time you're able to say murim, or
what?
Is the zman changing at all?
What? What do you mean?
Like, are you able to daven murim earlier on Friday? And when you on the rest.
That's what he says. Look in Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say here? Page 6. Magdimim lispal arvis yosem mimos hachol. So the Magen Avraham is giving a reason for that. That since the Emurim can't be brought on, since the Emurim cannot be brought
right, but,
at night, and like Marv is connected to Emurim, so Mimela, that's why we daven Marv earlier.
Right, but is it just, it's better to daven Marv earlier, or?
Yeah, Magdimim, he says it's better. Magdimim, Lispalo, Arvis, Yoser, Mibibos, Hachol. See? On page 6. See?
Yeah.
And that's this Magen Avraham. Well, so now let's take a look at the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos. I thought we the Sefer is a very chashuv Sefer. I told you when I was in Boston. Rabbi Naftali Beer, he's the Rosh Kollel of the Kollel, the Lakewood Kollel in Boston. He said over that Rabbi Aaron Cutler would say that just like when you learn Choshen Mishpat, you have to learn it with the Ktsoy Sachoshen, so too when you learn Orach Chaim, you learn it with the Tosefta Shabbos. So this is a classic Sefer on Orach Chaim, even though I venture the more people heard of the Ktsos HaChoshen and heard of the Tosefta Shabbos. But nonetheless, this is a classic Sefer that on Hill. Yeah.
Is this the one the Magen Avraham always says Kilo?
No. The Sefer that the Magen Avraham always says Kilo is the Ola Shabbos. I mean, there's two parts to it, the Ola Shabbos and the Ola Stamid.
Right.
But the Tosefta Shabbos is a separate thing. Not the same, often not the same Sefer. Okay. So take a look here at the Tosefta Shabbos on page 10. Makdimim, he says, after b'chol nogim kirabonon, the emes pala arvis ala balayla. In other words, we have a machlokes, right? When do you daven marv? Do you daven marv after shkia or after plag? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says after plag, and the chacham say after shkia. So even though the minig is that we daven marv after shkia, right? We daven marv after shkia, right at night, or tzeis, whatever shiti hold. But we usually don't daven marv earlier after plag. He says after b'chol nogim kirabonon the emes pala arvis ela b'laylo mikol mokom be'erv shabbos roshoy lahaktim. V'atom kozom magwam kevin tefilas arvis niskanah kenegad evolim b'dorim. Shemisachlan b'layla v'shabbos lo shayach zeh k'damrina po'os chol b'shabbos l'kach b'abdim alkan l'shona. She says zein zeh maspich the mikol mokom kevish b'al ma'arvis afil b'bod yom chal l'shabbos. He says what is that going to do? In other words, he said we're daven marv early. So he says what is that going to help me? But if I daven marv early, it's still I'm mekabel shabbos with davening marv. So then, how could I? Manavshef, I daven marv early, I'm going to be mekabel Shabbos. If I'm mekabel Shabbos, then how do I daven marv? Because the mice are now with Shabbos, and marv is connected to Emurim. But once it's Shabbos, I can't bring the Emurim. So it was one of them saying, we daven marv early, so this way, but if we daven marv, mekabel Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says, oh, daven marv early because you can't bring the Emurim. But if you're davening early, you mekabel Shabbos. So then Vayikra, the same question begs itself. So how do you daven marv? Even if you daven marv early, how do you daven marv on Friday night? That's the Tosefis' Shabbos Kasha in the Mogen Avraham. What do you accomplish by telling me to daven Marav early because I can't bring the Emor, but I daven Marav early and we kabbal Shabbos? That's a good kasha. You hear the kasha.
Why can't you just say that it's connected the Emorim that are still burning? Even though you can't bring Emorim, but it's like...
Well, if you say that, then you don't need the whole Mogen Avraham. In other words, if you say what Rav Meir Kesem said before, that you're gonna, it's connected the ones that are starting to burn in the daytime,
and they
continue burning, then you don't even need that. Miu kosov od tamachet hamorcha kosov yachol asos lefamim kach lefamim kach. Then Oker Rabbi Yehuda Oker Rabbanim is not feeling arvus. Miu anan lo kaimen olhaki came into Gvar Ovis Gvar Rabbanim lispal milchad alaylo so lo yachol lispal. Arvus bisman to have it hard to sasvi. We have Shabbos Yochel also screen. Make sure Bispal Arvus Kodam Halai, the Tzarkhul is all the Spal Minfa Kodam Plak Minfa. Savi Misa Shariza, his Spal Arvus Balai Lafer of Shabbos. Okay, so he has the Kasha. So the Tosefa Shabbos doesn't give an answer. He leaves the Mogen Avraham difficult. He leaves the Mogen Avraham Shver. So in the Biurim here, he quotes from the Sefer Bigdei Yesha, which I have here in the packet. But we can see it here in the bottom here. A Bigdei Yesha b'taras kavodas ha-mogen Avraham. V'linira de lo kasha midi, v'atosis kos v'l'mishre de mashal behem ha-or muto lakdir b'shabas. So the Bigdei Yesha says, That it's not always true that you can't bring the Emurim on Shabbos. He says that if already it was, and this is, we'll see if this is what Rav Meir is saying or a little different. We'll see that if it was already mashlo b'ma'or, but you already put it on the mizbeach in the afternoon, say, and it's already. It was already ignited in the fire already. So then that you could put on Shabbos. And that's what he writes here. Take a look in the... in the Bigdei Yesha. Where is that? Page 15, 16. Nira tov tam dat tfil tzarvus niska negativ mor v'hikshah ha-tosef ha-shabbos v'yachasha omer borchu kvar kibul shabbos v'yachy omer tfil tzarvus uka negativ mor. So how are you going to daven? The linear low kasha midi that tosis kosu the mashal b'ma or muto laktir b'shabbos. You came at tefillah b'shabbos who connected a worm who bedom she mashal b'ma or v'zamuto b'shabbos avon b'kol mokam muchok to chol zed nase b'ora yom godol she b'esamikus gam kani makdim l kabel shabbos who suh laso zed she mishal b'ma or zman godol kodem halayla flachol kosh min kusha. So is that what he's saying? That But let me ask a question. What do you mean, Shemashalim Behema Or? I mean, yeah, this is a Tosis. Let's look at the Tosis. Take a look in Tosis. Let's see, did you find the Tosis? here, Tosis here is there on page 12. He writes, he says, the second hour, if you wrote Mistapik, Bishar Korbonish, Moshalim Ba'or, Ignasu Kalach Moshal Azvech, Mishmarina Bishabas. Okay, and further up he writes, the Chol B'Shabbos had Davke Shalom Mashlam Babor. He came before B'Dorim B'Shabbos Kareim B'Shabbos, he Shalom with Osei L'Mishrei, before B'Dorim the Chol, the Shalom Mashlam Ha'or, and B'od Yom. How do you come over the whole of the Shabbos? Shalom, Mashalom, Be'or. But once Mashalom, Be'or, so once they were put in the fire, so then it's okay. So then you could. The Nictar on Shabbos. So then comes, so that's the big Yeshua's tense. Is that once you become a Shabbos, so you can't do it, so you say, well, you did it before. So then the question is, so what is the Mogen Avraham talking about that? So what do you have to daven Marv early? If right, and you said this, Rav Meir, that once you hold that the stuff that you brought from before can continue burning, you know. So then you don't need the Magen Avraham anymore to say that you can't, you have to daven Ma'ariv early. What do you have to? Because that the stuff that was Mashalom Ba'or is going to go 10 hours. So then you can daven Ma'ariv. Late. So what do you have to do? Prima Gadim Adai Mirashi Kama Komus Tfilas Arvus Niskana Kedegat Tchilas Nesina Seivar Magame Mizbeh. Okay, Lomer King Kedeg Lohavi. So if you say like that it's going based on the actual original in Nesina, so then in the Hanami, then you have to do early. But then you have the other Kasha. But then once you Makabal Shabbos, you can't do that either. Yeah, so this is difficult. So then he writes, for Isi Menorah HaTahoira, page 11 of the Ban. Shekosel L'taretz T'miyosu, the Yishlom Adol, Kibol Shabbos Ela Bebrocha Revis. In other words, maybe Kabbalah Shabbos is only when you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, the fourth Brocha. Shemazkir Shal Shabbos, but not at the beginning of Tefillah. Imkein Yesh Zman Mitchilas HaTefillah, Ad Shemikabel Shabbos, V'az Kvar Moshal Behem Ha'or. Rosh Ha'ad Ligmor B'Shabbos. So maybe that's the pshat. In other words, when you're done the beginning Davening Ma'ariv, that's connected to putting the Emurim in the fire. So that you should do. But the actual Kabbalah's Shabbos is only when you say Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Memele, the Mogen Avraham now works out good. Because the Mogen Avraham says you should daven early. What is it going to help with daven early? The answer is, because you daven early, so then even though you're davening Marv, it's not yet Shabbos till the fourth Bracha. So you'll daven Maariv, it'll be connected. When you sing the first three brachas, it's connected to the Emurim that you just put in on the fire, and it's not yet Shabbos. And Mamela, when you say Mekadosh Shabbos, then you're accepting Shabbos. And Mamela, then you could you'll daven Maariv, and it'll be Mivod Yom, and you'll also and everything will be good. Because if you daven Maariv Bizman, so then once it's already Shkia, it's already Shabbos. So then how are you going to daven? It's connected day Murim. And day Murim, you can't bring on Shabbos. But if you daven early, he wants to say a chiddush that it's not Shabbos until you say the fourth bracha, Mekadosh Shabbos. So that's a very fascinating teretz. Okay, so then one or two more points we're going to make.
Who is saying that? I lost the page.
Reisiv Benorah HaTorah, Sifkot
Na'al. What page was that?
Page 11 on the bottom in the Biurim.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Sorry. Okay, so that answers everything. So this is the Menorah HaTorah, Sifkat Na'alf. Okay, now one or two more Nekudos. Yeah, yeah.
Evening and all these implications that are either the day of change or at least the Shabbos or this night and all that would have been on before Shabbat actually started on.
Because Kriya Shema, yeah, no.
As in, don't Kriya Shema kind of imply that the day is now over and it's evening? And
not necessarily, but you could. It means that it's like you could say Birkas Kriya Shema from Plag Mincha. Plag Mincha doesn't necessarily mean the day is over; it means the day is about to be over. Yeah. Now, so now take a look in the of Yaakov Emden. Now Yaakov Emden has a big chiddush here. In Lechem, Sefer Lechem Shamayim. In other words, he's saying a chiddush, he's going to say a chiddush here. He says like this. He says, page 14. Hamrina Olo Shabbos Mishalom Olos Kol B'Shabbos. Odikshu the Hachem Abi Levi Moshe Vaseichem V'Hosav V'Yoma Makom V'Mado Vase Ozachakar Shvad L'Anias Daiti Poshet. So the Rav Yaakov Emden Vaseichem Lechem Shemayim is going to say a chiddush about this thing about V'Lo Olas. Called the Shabbos. And what is that? He says, "And here's like Pashto to all the Shabbos, the Bute, all the Chol Diochid, with the Tzibur, the Lok Vilei Zman, with all of the Mesa Shchitu, Zrika, the Bekorban Shavu, the Zman, Kamashvul, the Shabbos Shari, the Lok Chol Asira." He says that if it's a Korban Tzibur, that's Kavula Hemzman. Then you don't say Ololos Chol B'Shabbos. In other words, if it's a Korban Yachid that you brought a Korban Chatas on Friday, and you want to bring, and the Emurim you want to put on Mizbeach on Friday night, that you can't do. Or if it's a Korban Sibur But if it's a korban sibur, well, the sibur lo kavil lemizman. But if it's a korban sibur that's kavuas man, like the korban tamid, then you could put those emurim on the mizbeach on Friday night. And that din v'lo'olos chol b'shabbos is only referring to a korban yochid or to a korban sibur that's not kavu lemizman. If you say like this, this changes the whole world. So then it works in very good. Like a daven ma'ariv on Friday, because it's connected korban tzibur shakavu lemzman, the korban tamid. And you could bring those emurim even Friday night. And then you can have salt on the table, and then you can have, and you can daven ma'ariv, and you don't need any of these. You don't need the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Wow. That's like a major breakthrough, this Rabbi Yaakov Emden. I always thought, you know, Shach always said, we always thought that he can't bring the Emurim at night. So he said, no, that's only for Korban Yochid or Korban Tzim B'Sheir Gavul HaMuzman. But if it's a Korban that's Gavul HaMuzman, then you can bring it even Friday night. And that's what he writes here. So then that explains very well. How can we daven Ma'ariv? How can we daven Ma'ariv on Friday night? But there were no Emurim. The answer was, they could. If you brought the Korban Tamid was brought on Friday, and those Emurim could be brought Friday night. And the Gemara that says on Shabbos that you can't bring Emurim from Friday, which is a weekday Korban, on Shabbos, that means if you have a Korban Yachid, or a Korban Tamid, or a Korban Tzibur She'inu Kavu Lehemzman. But this Rabbi Yaakov Emden is a major breakthrough. And he wrote a perish on Mishnayos, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, called Lechem Shemayim. And on the first parak of Brachas, he says this Chiddush. And he's like the So this answers all the kashas. It might be too big of a chiddush. And in the Morak Tzia, this is Morak Tzia that was put out by Machon Yerushalayim. Rabbi J.J. Schechter was involved in it here on page 17. It has his name. He was involved in putting out this edition. And the footnote here, page 19, he brings down this, they bring down this din from the Lechem Shemayim. So that's allowed. Wow. I never knew this Kiddush before. This is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. This is a major breakthrough. But it works out good. Now everything is answered with this. Everything is answered. Because how do you daven ma'ariv? There were no emurim on Friday. There were emurim on Friday. Because they always brought a korban tamid. Tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbayim on Friday. Those emurim, they could put lechatchila, even the lo mashlam emur, they could put lechatchila Friday night on the mizbeach. Wow.
It says the makta to have a ma'ariv is only connected to ma'isak Torah.
Yes, right. Ma'isak.
Not like I'm saying.
Right.
It's not enough that.
Not enough that it's me'elov.
Right. They want a ma'isak Torah. That's only belied, and that's what ma'ariv is connected.
Yeah. And it's not.
You can make ma'isak Torah by yom too.
Right, but then what's it going to do for Marv?
So how does Hektara come to Marv? I guess one Laila, the only avoid that you could do and be maskal to do is Hektara.
It's Hektara, yeah. And then in the... Shemtfilzar is the whole Roshos. Hashemtfilzar is Roshos. And then he has another Chiddush here of Yaakov Emden.
But then you don't need that Gama of Davening Marv early.
Yeah, then you don't need... Then you don't need the Magen Avraham. The only Magen you need the Magen Avraham is if you hold... this whole Chiddush that we said before. Yeah, but for the Magen Avraham, you also could say, if you assume like the Menorah Tahora, that the Maisak Torah is the beginning of the Shemona Esrei.
Beginning of Shabbos.
So you're also doing a Maisak Torah.
Maisak Torah.
And then and you hold make this Cheshbon that it's not Shabbos until the fourth Bracha.
Mm-hmm.
You say like that, then that works in with the Magen Avraham.
This is not like the Shemona Esrei, though. Right, because...
Then you don't need to daven Maariv early, right? And then he says over here in the Siddur that even though Tefillas Arvus is Rishus, that's Tefillas Arvus the Chol. But she ain't kei Tefillas Arvus shel Shabbos v'yantav Chovei. He doesn't explain why. I think Rav Shechter once said maybe one could say. It's the idea of Moshe Mechol, Kiddush or Mekabel Shabbos, something like that. But look at the other form, it seems some Kabbalistic reason. Okay.
What was the reason for a quarter of a shekel?
I think it has to do with Kiddush, Kiyum Kiddush, or Kiyum Kabbalah Shabbos, Tosefah Shabbos, or something like that.
I did see a Kiddush, the Rebbe didn't mention that people eat Shabbos early.
Yeah.
They should still eat a Kazayas after.
Yeah, the Magen, Shalah says that.
Yeah.
They should still eat. That's brought it down in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, in the Magen Avraham, the Taz, in the name of the Shalah. That to have still a kazayis of bread later in the night, or after Tzeis HaKachav. Okay, but the point that we saw here today is a very important point. The minhag of the Chasam Sofer of not having salt at the table because he can't bring anything, and this minhag that the Magen Avraham discusses about davening Maariv early based on the Shulchan Aruch, and then the kash of the Tosefa Shabbos is what is it going to help, because it's Shabbos anyway, so what's helping that you're davening early Kabbal Shabbos? You either say you're not Kabbal Shabbos till the fourth bracha, or you say like Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Chiddush that Olas Shabbos for Shabbatot doesn't apply to a Korban Tamid Shekavu Ozman, and therefore they moor him from the Friday Korban Tamid. If you brought a Chattas, say, on Friday afternoon, because you did an Aveira Leah Shabbos, you bring a Chattas, so those they moor him can't be on Friday, even though the Korban was brought on Friday day. But the Korban Tamid that's brought on Friday, those they moor him, the Chatchila, you could do the Maisak Dara on Friday night. If you say like that, like the Rivak of Emden, all the Kashas are for it. Okay, Rabosei. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Okay, Rav Meir and Ilan and Steve, how are you? Good to see you. Okay, and Rav Yehuda and Rav David, you're good. And Rav Victor and Jacob Silberger and Nathan and Rav Levi and Jason Levine and Ezra Hagler. Okay, so we'll see you all tomorrow as a session. You'll be well.
Thank you.